Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Today we got lots to dish about, but I gotta say that the tea is caliente today. You get that?
So
before we get into all that,
so
we gotta say what's up to the Atlanta crew. What's up, ATL?
What's up, LA?
No, Gary is out, but you know what? We have the fabulous, fabulous actress, singer, yoga instructor,
model,
TV host, model, mom, Sherry Shepherd. She is here.
Yoga instructor, singer.
Okay.
And later, Andrew Freund sits down with Daniel Craig and Jamie Lee Curtis and the rest of the cast of Knives Out. And we also have to talk about last night's American Music Awards.
Yes.
But Heidi, what you got?
Well,
you
I guess Justin Timberlake was showing his true colors because over the weekend, the Cry Me a River singer, who's married to Jessica Biel, he's been married to Jessica since 2012, well, he was seen out at a bar restaurant in New Orleans with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright. And she was kind of stroking his inner thigh.
What?
Here's according to an eyewitness. They were smiling and laughing. At one stage, he grabbed her hand and rested it on his knee. She then gently started stroking his leg.
Who doesn't do that when you go to a restaurant?
And you have a drink or two.
Then he clutched her hand with both of his and was playing with her hands. Now, we can't show you the video.
Okay,
we can't show you the pictures. But we have seen the videos. We have seen the pictures.
Damn.
And I'm saying if he was my man, I would be pissed. Today.
Yeah,
based on an eyewitness testimony.
Sherry, do you see the picture?
I did see the picture.
If I'm out and I'm with Headcrack, all right, and we have an after-hours drink or whatever, I am not going to be locking my hands with him, nor will I be having my hand with my ring on it on his thigh.
Why if not? I'm out with Headcrack, I will be having my hand on his thigh.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, when you're on a film together, when you're on a film together and you're there for weeks, sometimes you develop a closeness with your co-star. Jessica needs to show up and she needs to pee on Justin again. Like, you gotta pee on your man. Look at you. Sometimes that happens on a movie set.
You're so warm.
I am caliente blooded.
Sherry, so you pee on him. I've been peeing in the room, in the dressing room, so you gotta pee on him. Yeah. Okay.
Because you're telling me, Frank, Heidi, and you, y'all never got together, gotten drunk, and it's been touchy-feely, handsy-handsy.
Just only between Chewy and Frank. I mean, but
me and Frank have kissed on the show.
Yeah.
Me and Frank. Frank gave me a prison hug last week.
Listen, Sherry's right. Some things do happen when we
things
get caught
get
up.
A prison hug. What's a prison hug?
Me and Frank have gotten more affectionate than me and Heidi have.
Portia, Brett, Headcrack.
Y'all too loose with it.
A couple drinks over there, Portia, Brett, Headcrack.
I have actually had drinks with Headcrack. Okay, we went to LA for a photo shoot. We had drinks.
Yes.
And he got so sweaty and was like, "Are you having a good time?" I'm actually ready to go.
There you go.
So it didn't even go nowhere.
Right, moving on to 47th annual American Music Awards popped off last night, and Taylor Swift and Toni Braxton were among the few that went out with a bang.
Yes.
Now, Taylor Swift took home 6 awards, including the biggest artist of the year and decade, and she also made history by moonwalking past Michael Jackson's record with a total of 24 AMA wins.
Jesus.
Wow. And if the night couldn't get any bigger, Toni Braxton wowed the fans as she took to the stage to pay tribute to herself.
Yes.
As well as, because she celebrated the 25th anniversary of her very first AMA win.
So she did the tribute to herself. What was Tawanda doing? She couldn't have Tawanda Tracy. What was Mama Evelyn doing?
Tawanda was singing background. She sings the background.
Where was Birdman? All the people couldn't do what you did.
Somebody in the crowd rubbing his hands together. Birdman hand rub.
I gotta say, I was there for the performance, and people were losing their minds because people don't
understand. Unbreak My Heart.
Unbreak My Heart was such a massive song back in the day.
Can we see it? Do we have video?
You forget how many joints she has, man. She's won 7 American Music Awards since 1994. Wow. And this is the first time she made her way back to the stage after being gone for 2 decades. Check out.
Wow.
When Tony's singing, is she tired? She has that like Sherry, right? She has that Anita Baker. She's like,
Sherry, no Tony slander will be tolerated here.
Look, let me tell you something. I am Tony's biggest fan. Yes. And she sounds sultry and sexy. Yeah.
That voice.
She's that tired, sexy.
If you'd have told me this is a performance from 1994, I would have believed it.
Yeah,
like she looks
exactly the same.
Much more mature. This is a much more mature performance.
Absolutely.
And then Taylor Swift, like, going past Michael, I'm surprised Kanye didn't jump on the stage.
I was waiting for Kanye to jump up there.
All right, y'all, moving on. It looks like America's Got Talent is once again making some changes to the judges panel. Lord have mercy. Last year, they replaced Mel B and Heidi Klum with Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough, and now the news broke that both ladies will be leaving the show for the next season.
Lord. What?
Now, no official word for the reason, but blogger Love B. Scott is reporting Gabby's firing came as a result of her speaking up about problematic situations, including racism, sexism, and more.
You can't fire somebody
for that.
Sounds
like she was right.
Yeah, you can't do that.
We'll be hearing more about this story.
Yep,
trust and believe. If that was the reason, which is not a real reason.
Julianne Hough.
Me too.
I love Mel B, too.
They were good. They're just probably claiming they aren't making enough. But you got Simon Cowell and Howie, who's been on the show since the beginning.
But Simon Cowell's been there forever.
But who are they going to get to replace?
That's why they're making a ton of money. So they're going, hey, you aren't paying women, sexist.
Right, the
and
same.
And a black woman the same.
And Gabriel's like, I need somebody to do my hair. And
Howie needs no one to do his hair. That's how they save money on Howie. Send him out there.
Or makeup. So I'm very excited because there is hope. Congratulations are in order for Hoda Kotb. She has gotten engaged. She's been dating her fiancé for 6 years, Joel Schiffman, and he presented her with a big diamond ring.
And a friend of ours.
Yes.
Asked me to let you guys in on a secret.
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell you. Well, I'll give you her initials. Her initials are Hoda Kotb, and she's engaged.
What? Wow!
What?
Wow!
What?
Not even
notified. What are you talking about? What?
Where did you put that on? Was that on the whole time? Did you?
No, I have.
No, I just. No,
oh my gosh! I just put it on.
Wow.
Don't propose to me.
Wow.
Yeah, so she had it in her bra and she took it off as a surprise. So,
Portia,
would you be able to hide something
in your
bra with Coco
Janelle?
That ring would scratch your boob off.
Yeah, that would cut up her pillow.
There ain't no room in that bra.
We always put stuff in our bras. Like, me, one day I walked around the house. When I tell y'all I was looking for my phone, and y'all know where it was? In my damn bra.
Don't put your phone in your bra.
Yes, why?
Radiation. Soft tissue of your boobs. Listeners, do not put...
What?
That's bad,
but you can put everything else in your bra. I find money. Like, I'll get in the shower, money just falls out. Money. When I'm at the club, I put all my change if I got to go through the, like, you know, the little thing that, on the highway.
Shake it off.
Girl, a lot of everything.
Yeah, you put everything. You put money in there. You put, you know, your hopes and dreams.
Special papers, birth certificate.
Social papers.
Yeah, that's
security up and confidentiality agreement.
The money, credit card.
There's an NDA in there?
There's an NDA.
Absolutely.
Always.
All right, y'all, up next, we'll look at some of the most questionable fashion moments from the American Music Awards. So don't you go nowhere. Come right on back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
All right. right, you guys, it's time for the American Music Awards edition of
What the Fashion?
All right, let's kick it off with Lil Nas X. Well, he walked the red carpet last night looking like he rode his old town horse into a big old bag of green neon Skittles. Yo, tell me what y'all think about this look. For pushing the envelope for the fashion, honey.
I'm telling you.
Green Skittles mixed with Joker, mixed with Prince, mixed with...
Mixed with the mask. Remember the mask? Yeah. Remember he had that zoot suit kind of thing going on?
Yeah, you gotta be a confident dude, though. So,
no,
like, shout out to him being brave enough to wear that outfit.
Yeah. And it's crazy he don't even need all that because he already at the top, so we already see you.
Right.
But he really
like,
got seen last night.
Whammy. I'm gonna wear one hanging earring and one, you know.
Well, Lil Nas X ain't the only person who wore bright colors last night. Lizzo pulled up looking like a nice juicy peach, and she had a very interesting accessory in tow. Check it out.
Is that called a pocketbook?
Honey, that is a pocketbook. You better
Is it a pocketbook or a little purse?
And that's a real cute way to show off your nails, too, darling. Instead of trying to be like, oh, I'm sure my nails, you just hold your pocketbook.
Yeah, and I want to say, like, her caption says something like, these are all the I have in this bag.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. That's all she got for you. All right, I don't know what in the Handmaid's Tale was happening here, but newcomer Billie Eilish was doing a whole lot last night. Y'all tell me what y'all think about this look.
Can I look in?
Is it Billie, though?
Okay.
Do we know for sure?
Baby.
Has it been confirmed that that was indeed Billie?
Yeah, you talk about her mouth, but like when want an outfit like that, what do you even ask for?
It's two busy situations going on. The pattern of the Burberry and then this and the gloves. It's like a whole lot going on.
Yeah.
I probably would have did like a solid color with that to make the headpiece and the gloves stand out.
Uh-huh.
But it's
it
like,
works for her because she
does.
Likes to wear loose clothes.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I want to wear something you would wear to a fencing match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And make it fancy.
Yeah.
Right. Fancy, fancy.
With a little handmade.
Well, y'all, who here saw Post Malone's outfit last night? Well, all I can say is, wow, it definitely is a new look for him. It gave me cowboy vibes, I think. Is this a fashion faux pas?
Right here.
Yeah. It's like he sells cars and weed.
Okay. I'm not mad at him for pushing the envelope.
He can do whatever.
He can.
When he had long hair and he looked a little rock and roll, a little street. Now he's doing the cowboy. It just goes. Like, I just love Post Malone.
I love it. Dare to be different, darling.
Mm. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yes, it is. Say bye-bye to bad hair days, ladies. Today we have the Coco Keratin Styling Brush. The Styling Brush by Coco Keratin and Oregon Woman is a professional straightening ionic thermal hairbrush that instantly straightens and detangles your hair while keeping it healthy with the shine you seek.
Yes, for the brush straightener, girl. You know I'm here for this, honey.
All day long, Brett. Me too, girl.
Yo, I mean, me too. Not that I have any hair, but this is dope for the ladies.
Oh, yeah. You probably could use it on that beautiful beard, head crack.
Why not?
That's right. And it's made with premium quality materials for professional results and has an anti-static ionic power switch.
Yes, boo. How much is it? So heavy.
That's because it's quality, bitch. Well, ladies, get ready to straighten them kitchens out because this usually runs as high as $129. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $15.
Whoa. $15?
Yeah, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, so after the break, Andrew Froyen sits down with Jamie Lee Curtis, Daniel Craig, and the cast of the new movie Knives Out. Tell you about that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Sup, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. The homie Andrew Froyen got a chance to chop it up with Daniel Craig, Jamie Lee Curtis, and the cast of the new movie Knives Out. Check it out.
Mr. Blanc, I just buried my father who committed suicide. Why are you here?
I suspect foul play. I have eliminated no suspects.
Are you too sleuthy in your own lives? Are you good at figuring things out?
I'm actually incredibly sleuthy, even though I pretend I'm not. So there have been circumstances, I won't explain them on public television, of where I've actually been very helpful in my sleuth ability. But
Yes.
Well, no, it's like the first time we met. And I took a picture of your shoes and your stuff. Do you remember? Mm. It was your watch and your... was the necklace you wear...
For insurance purposes.
I know. Because I'm observant.
Yes.
And those were the things that were interesting to me about him.
Yeah.
This did not matter to me at all.
Nothing of the face, no.
And what about you? Are you good at figuring stuff out?
I don't know. I mean, I'm very observant. I'm very interested in people and what they're you know, I mean, and so I don't know if that makes me good at being a sleuth. I'm not sure, really. I've never really put it to the test.
How good are you with knives?
I'm really good with them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When I was writing songs with the Allman Brothers Band, Dickie Betts and I got... we'd be stuck in these hotel rooms. And so we got into knife-throwing contests that evolved into axe-throwing contests. And it got to be where we could take a steak knife out of any hotel room and stick it in the door across the room. And we got so good at it, we started drawing targets that became, you know, smaller and concentric circles. We'd number them and do points. We'd have tournaments. It was amazing.
Did you have to pay for the damage you did to the hotel room?
Rock and roll band.
He's Don Johnson, for Christ's sakes. I want to know how well you know this cast. A little whodunit. So I have a bunch of facts.
All right.
And you tell me who in the cast these facts are about. Very simple.
All right, let's see.
In 2015,
yes,
they adopted a dog named Dodger from a local animal shelter.
Oh, this is Chris Evans. I have played with that dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
In 1987,
yes,
they filed a U.S. patent application for a modification of a diaper with a moisture-proof pocket containing wipes that can be taken out and used with one hand.
Oh, my God. Is this Jamie?
Yes.
Lee Curtis? Who else would file a patent in the entire cast? It has to be Jamie.
She's an inventress.
I love it.
In 2011,
yeah,
they got married in a private New York City ceremony with only 4 guests in attendance.
Don Johnson?
Daniel.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a private guy.
Yeah.
I like that.
This is directed specifically to you.
Get it.
In 2012, they attended a Lady Gaga concert, which inspired them to learn how to play the piano.
Catherine Langford?
It's me.
What?
What's that?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
So this story must be exactly for me. This is a story for parents who are divorced and have children and have a hard time getting along and coordinating everything.
Okay.
So Michael Strahan and his ex-wife Jean, they were married for 7 years. Now they're divorced. They have 15-year-old twins.
Wow.
They had to get a parent coordinator to help them schedule visitations and stuff like that.
Because they couldn't talk to each other.
They had a different idea of parenting sometimes.
Where
it's like, I want them to do this.
You're too hard on them.
Right. Like, I don't want you to bring other women in the house. Hello? Oh, sorry. Excuse me. This is about Michael and Jean.
Hey,
I know.
Relax.
Still, I'm still hot.
Relax.
So they hired a parent coordinator, and Michael Strahan agreed to pay 90% of the parent coordinator's fees.
Okay.
So now he is in court with Jean because he feels Jean is involving the parent coordinator in unnecessary situations, which makes the fee go up.
Well, they're identical 15-year-old girls. Each of you get one.
Raise her how you want.
See who turns out the best kid.
It's all.
And then the two girls meet at summer camp. They try to get their parents back together. It's all parent trap.
And bring them back together.
That's what you.
Or maybe they should get back together. Maybe Michael and
Frank's
Jean
got a point. Frank's
should
got a
try
point.
To come back together.
There you go. Do it for the kids.
If you love your babies, figure it out. Is there any scenario where you could get back with your son's father?
Look at her face.
Sorry. I'm scared.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.